This is Marion Haberly. I'm interviewing Alice Gustafson at her home on Belgo Road in Lakeville. Today is April 22nd, 1996. Alice, your full name?
Alice Louise Lukes Gustafson.
And we're interested in interviewing you because of your knowledge of Lime Rock, where you lived for a time.
Lived there since 1927 in the summer. On what used to be Norton Hill Road, which is now called Wells Hill Road.
Yes.
Now you?
I see. You lived down at the junction of 112
yes,
and
the first
Norton Hill.
Two houses on Norton Hill. And all those houses in Lime Rock, as you probably know, were bought by Alfred Stone as a whole group. Uh-huh. And he promoted uh-huh. Lime Rock as an artist and writer's colony. And he sold a lot of the places to people who came up from New York, some of whom were artists, some of whom were writers, and some of whom were just ordinary people. But it was an older group at that time.
Uh-huh.
I can remember the only children I had to play with were children of the natives.
I see.
And I went to the little schoolhouse down there, so-called one-room schoolhouse, but it was
yes.
really three rooms.
Uh-huh. Is that the schoolhouse that's just off of 112?
The
just
brown
beyond.
One that's
yeah.
that's now a house.
Yes.
It used to
yes.
be, after the school, it was a dress shop.
Oh, really?
Run by a woman named Girlie Eldred. And when she got, I guess, too old to run it, they sold it, and I don't even know who lives there now.
About the houses first, I'd like to ask you about the school,
sure.
too. These were the group of houses that are down there at that junction.
The group of houses along the main street where the old hotel
yes.
was, and all those houses. The old hotel used to be a boarding house for the men who worked in the mill.
Oh.
And that was before we moved up there while the mill was still going. And all those houses along the Main Street where Bob Sheldon lives, those little
mm-hmm.
houses. Then the first bigger house was where Alfred Stone and his wife lived. And then further up the hill, not all the houses, but a great many of them
mm-hmm.
were company owned, or at least they were bought by Mr. Stone. And the casino,
mm-hmm.
the big red building, was still being used as a entertainment place. They used to have
mm-hmm.
plays.
Is that where,
well,
I've forgotten his name, the band had movies? He had a movie house in Lakeville. There was a place where he showed movies in Lime Rock.
Well, that could very well have been, but when I was a child, I mean, when I,
yes.
I would say maybe up to age of 11 or 12, that they were stage productions.
Mm-hmm.
And there were quite a few people who used to come there.
Uh-huh.
And then there was the big house next to it coming toward Lakeville, the Richardson Estate. And that old, the Richardson house was still there at that time. Completely furnished, was a great big house, completely furnished, according to Mrs. Richardson, the daughter-in-law. It was left exactly the way it was when old Lady Richardson died, her mother-in-law. Dishes on the table, on the dining room table, everything.
Oh, really?
And Mrs. Richardson, Mr. and Mrs. Richardson, the son and daughter-in-law, used to open their grounds every summer for a church social. And the Lakeville Band used to come down there and play. I can remember that very well. And they had picnics and so forth. The big house was torn down. Furniture sold. The lumber from the big house was used to make two or three houses on Route 7 going into Canaan. Little houses. Oh. There's a thrift shop, and then there are a couple little houses behind. Mm-hmm. Well, at least two of those houses, I know, were made from the lumber from the old Richardson house. And then there was another house built back of there. So the Richardsons lived right on that complex.
Mm-hmm.
After the big house was torn down.
While you were there living in Lakeville, not Lakeville, Lime Rock, were there any of the mills running?
No.
The businesses were all closed.
No, they were all closed. Yeah. But on the Lime Rock Village side of the river, there was still several buildings that had the old broken down machinery or whatever. It had been abandoned, you know, when the mill went out of business. And then the Lakeville side of the river had some lovely old buildings, and that was where, for a time, Dard Hunter had a handmade paper mill. He brought people from England to work at the Robinson family, I think their name was.
Oh.
Still live in Lakeville.
Oh, really?
The girl married Lynn Godding. Gladys married Lynn Godding. They live on Wells Hill Road now.
Uh-huh.
And he maintained that handmade paper mill for several years, but then it just wasn't enough. There wasn't enough business. Then it was turned into a restaurant for a short time. And I don't think that did very well either.
Uh-huh.
And then the flood came. When was that? 57?
I was going to ask you 55. About the flood.
Yeah. Yeah. And that just
washed everything out.
Washed everything away. As a matter of fact, I came up from New York at that point, and I took Mrs. Richardson back to her home and got across the bridge just before I was about maybe one of the last cars. I wouldn't say I was the last, but I was one of the last cars to go across the old bridge.
Oh, before it was washed out.
Was that 55?
It was in the 50s,
It was in the 50s.
Evelyn Bellini, in her interview, said that somebody, and I'd have to listen to her tape again, but there was a man in Lime Rock who had made a diorama.
Scharf. Wasn't that Scharf?
That sounds familiar.
Yes.
And evidently there was some, was it destroyed, or did they manage to save it during the flood?
I thought they saved it.
Yeah, maybe that's what she said,
that
they had saved it.
I wonder where that is now. I don't know, that was a very interesting piece of work, a big piece of work.
Yeah.
It was really, I don't remember, but I thought it was saved.
Uh-huh.
It'd be a pity.
Uh-huh.
Then the, let me see now, what else would you like to
Well, one thing, I did want to comment on those houses in the area where you live. Some of them look as though they go back many, many years.
I think the house
at the end of Wells Hill.
Well, ours, I think, were built about 1810.
Oh.
Because, now, I'm not absolutely positive about that, but it seems to me that the maps before that time show no little houses there.
Uh-huh.
But the maps, but I mean, imagine 1815 or 20, something like that, do show those little houses.
Oh.
And the upper one, according to people who lived there at that time in Lime Rock used to be a house of ill repute. I don't know whether that's
I guess
true.
Every town has had
every
that.
Town. Well, why would ours have that? But anyway.
Well, I wanted to ask you about what it was like going to a very small school.
It had was you, quite a change.
You had been, where had you been living before
in
you
In Forest went? Hills, Long Island.
Oh, then it was a change.
Yes.
Had your parents any connection with Lime Rock or
no.
this area?
No, none whatsoever. My mother and father were separated.
Uh-huh.
And my mother came up here and bought the house from Mr. Stone.
Uh-huh.
And I started to school practically right away. We came up in April.
Uh-huh.
And I started school right away, and because I had come from Forest Hills, we were a little ahead in some things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't find any trouble in it. But it was strange because the school was a three-room schoolhouse, but they only used the one room for the classes, and every row had, it began at 1 and ended at 6, and there were 6
oh, really?
Rows. And then a couple of years after I went there, they cut down to 4.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody went, who was in 5th and 6th grade, went up to Lakeville to oh. school, to the house
I
school
see.
Behind where the post office is now.
Yeah.
And there were 2 teachers there in my lifetime. I went to the second grade there, skipped the third grade, went to the fourth, and then skipped the fifth grade. So I was there really 2 years, and I had 2 different teachers, and the first was Miss Blanchard, and the second was Mrs. Beers. And they integrated the classes. I remember all this long time, the integration of the classes that was really interesting, because they would put things on the board, big long word, and then have each class try to make words out of that one long word. And I had never done that mm-hmm. at school, and I thought it was very interesting, and everybody, even the little children, used to, you know, get all kinds of little words from
mm-hmm.
it. And Mr. Hammerly, who was the recreation director, came to our school one of the first days that he was in the job, and we used to play out in the yard, not very sophisticated sports, but baseball, Rover, Red Rover, I mm-hmm. dare you come over, there was a hill up there.
I remember that one.
Right. And Miss Frink, who was the home economics lady for this area, used to come down. I think she only came down maybe once every 2 weeks, but she used to teach sewing and canning in the summer.
Really?
And then she would, in one of the other rooms,
mm-hmm.
and she would bring jars and all kinds of things, and she taught the kids to can, and I won several prizes at the town hall for my tomatoes, beets, I don't know what they were.
She didn't do it, it was just the upper grades that she taught these sewing and canning.
No, I got in there the first time.
All ages?
All ages, and I got in there at second grade, and I went in, and she handed me a tea towel with some thread and a needle, and I managed to thread the needle, and I thought, this is easy. So I went, you know, like this.
Yeah.
And I was all done my design, and everybody else was about this. Well, I had done the, you know, mm-hmm. sloppy design, tore it all out, and I was furious. Oh, God, I was mad at her. But I had no idea of sewing. I never have and never will. But I can remember how mad I was at her because she made me take it out. And but she was a wonderful teacher. And she got all these children in all these schools to do this canning and so forth, and then she and sewing, and I suppose some people took to it, but I didn't. And we used to have a visiting nurse come, mm-hmm. and I don't remember how often she came, but she came one time and she would look down our throats and look in our ears and, you know, do things like that. And one time she came and I had a rash and she sent me home. That was, got mad at her too. And turns out I'd eaten strawberries, which didn't, you know, it doesn't bother me anymore, but anyway, oh, I'm furious. And let me see, what else? We used to have two outhouses in the back.
Uh-huh.
At school.
You had to bring your lunch too, I guess.
Yes, a lot of the children did, but you see, we lived so close.
You could go home.
That I could go home. Yeah. And I had a little dog, a little bulldog, and he used to go to school with me. Mm-hmm. And he would sit in the one of the empty desks. There was always some desk empty there. And he would sit there, and when the kids got out for recess, he'd go too.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes he'd be bored, I guess, and he'd go home. But there was no leashing law or anything like that.
No. Was it very noisy in this room with all of these classes going on?
No, it wasn't so noisy. You don't know those teachers.
Uh-huh.
In those days, there was no, once in a while, a spitball or something. But I can remember Miss Blanchard, who was a great big woman, an old woman about 40, I imagine. But she told Bobby Patterson to be quiet one day, and he didn't mind her. He didn't pay any attention. She marched down the aisle. She grabbed him by the hand and gave him a whack like that with a ruler and cut his hand open. She grabbed him, didn't faze her in the least, took him out to the hall where there was a water pump.
Yes.
And she rinsed it off and put his handkerchief around it and made him sit there till noontime. And his mother didn't sue.
No. It was a different time.
It was,
yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And one of the great things about the school was that if you hurried up and asked the teacher first, you could ring the bell, because he always rang the bell. And school started at 9 o'clock, so it was...
Very interesting. This school then probably continued until into the 30s.
Oh, yes, I'm sure it did, because 27. Yes, it must have, because then I went to the sixth grade and I sort of lost track. But we used to get the bus every morning. I can remember the first morning that Cynthia de Pratacini ever got on the bus.
Oh, really?
Yep. Uh-huh. Pretty little girl.
Yeah. She still is very pretty.
Pretty.
Yes. Yes.
But that was to go to Lakeville to school, that wasn't.
Yes. And you were taken up there and brought back.
And nobody had to stop for a school bus. They didn't want to. I mean, the cars.
Yes. Yes.
Take your chances.
I
remember everybody in that area used to go down to the road across right in front of the school.
Uh-huh.
And wait for the bus.
Uh-huh.
And in the morning, so we always used to get down there very early.
Did you go on to high school here, or had you moved away?
No, I went to high school here, graduated the class of 37. But I would go here from September to November, then we went to Florida, then I came back in April and went here from April till June.
Oh.
Very peculiar schooling.
Yeah.
But that's the way it was.
Yeah, yeah. And you still graduated.
Yeah, I still graduated, I suppose. By the
That was the high school that was in Lakeville?
No, this was the high school up here in Salisbury.
Oh, I see.
The school that was in Lakeville only went to the sixth grade then.
By that time,
yes. Mm-hmm. And then the new school had been built, so it was 7th through 12th.
Yeah. Is that the one that is still there?
Yes, that's the one that's
still part
there.
Of Salisbury Central.
That's right, the lower, the lower
part.
See. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now there's another thing about Lime Rock was the church. That little church down there, everybody used to go to it, even everybody but the Catholics, because it was the only one in, in
Trinity
town.
Church.
Trinity, that's right. Mm-hmm. And all the kids used to go to Sunday school, even their, I shall not name who they were, but two little Jewish kids used to go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And because, I don't know, it was a thing to do on Sunday.
Sure.
And the teachers were the old, two or three of the old families, of Mrs. Goodwin, Miss Ensign, and Mrs. Richardson. They were Sunday school teachers. And my dog used to go with me down there, too. And the congregation at the church was not very large. The kids all went to Sunday school, but you couldn't say the same of their parents.
That hasn't changed.
That hasn't changed, you're right. And they used to have a little choir that would sing, but it wasn't a very active church. For years it wasn't active.
That's the only church in Lime Rock, isn't
yes.
it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Tell me, were there many stores? Now, at the present time in Lime Rock,
there's nothing.
There's nothing.
The big
not even a post office.
That's right. Next to the store, I mean, next to the hotel, that big building, that was a Boardman's store. And they used to come around and deliver things in Lime Rock. And then there was they had all kinds of things, you know, staples and that sort of mm-hmm. cheese, that kind of thing. And then up at the place at the top of the hill there was a gas station. And that was where the post office was. And Philo Lyons used to sell candy and things like that, bread, I guess, too.
Mm-hmm.
Not very much, but
mm-hmm. At the top of the hill?
You know, next to that automobile
yes.
place.
Oh,
yeah.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Philo Lyons' mm-hmm. Store mm-hmm. and post office.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to have to walk down every day from our house to Lime Rock to get the mail. And
it
I used to go from the age of 7 on. Now, could you imagine anybody sending their child now?
No.
No.
And there were no sidewalks.
Well, there was a little one from the where the hotel is up. You know, there's still a little mm-hmm. kind of path.
Oh.
And there was that, but that was the only place. All mm-hmm. the other.
So you were able to get supplies and things.
Yes, but there was a little shop over in Falls Village, run by the Hamseys.
Uh-huh.
And they used to come twice a week. They would come on Monday, deliver on Tuesday, come on Thursday, deliver on Friday. And they used to come in a funny little old, I guess it was a Ford wagon mm-hmm. type thing. And I remember the Hamsey boys would write down your order
mm-hmm.
and then they'd deliver it the next day, and then they would mm-hmm. come again on Thursday. And also Bates from Cornwall. Right up near the old covered bridge.
Oh, yes.
They had a butcher shop.
Uh-huh.
And he used to come around twice a week.
Oh.
And in the beginning, he came with a horse-drawn van. But then within a year, I guess, they had another one. And he used to come around and have wonderful meat. And he always had a bone for the dog.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that for years. Mm-hmm. It was Bob Graham who used to do the, he just died recently, but he lived in Falls Village for a long time.
Oh,
but I can remember that very well.
Yeah. Well, it's much less commercial now, but then people have cars so they can get to other
That's right.
Places.
And of course the racetrack has killed Lime Rock.
Tell me, were you still living there when the racetrack started?
Mm-hmm. My mother
was. It
was
in the 50s, wasn't it?
Yes, and they just sort of pushed it through. Really, people weren't as much aware of it as they could have been.
Yeah.
And I remember Bill Barnett saying, oh, the racetrack. It's going to be fine. Those people are wonderful people. You should see the big car, the expensive cars they have.
Who do you remember the names of the people who started the racetrack?
Gosh, I don't. Yeah. I remember Hezekiah Goodwin sold the land to James Vail. He sold it to Jim Vail, and Jim Vail sold it to the racetrack. I remember.
What now, had it been? Just open fields before?
Yes, and a gravel pit. It used to be a gravel pit. I don't think it was as extensive a gravel pit as Sagala's or anything. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it was. Mm. But it was just sort of, you know, pushed onto people. There weren't, of course, as many weekenders as there are now, and they were kind of a naive bunch. They must have been.
Yes.
But somehow or other, it was pushed through, and then everybody said, oh my goodness, too bad.
Yeah.
But there were very interesting people there, and in that big building next to the old hotel, old Lime Rock Lodge, after it was no longer used as a store, the summer people used to have art exhibits in the summer. Every summer there, for about 3 or 4 years, I guess, mm-hmm. there were art exhibits, and very nice ones. I mean, they weren't, you know, mm-hmm. silly mm-hmm. things. They were very nice. And they used to have big opening with punch and, you know, that kind of thing. And everybody gotten up. And the artists around here, they were really interesting people. And there were two women who were not artists, but they were educators. They lived, their name was Lynch, Virginia and something or other, Lynch. And they lived in that house, you know where the Otties used to live up on the hill?
No, I don't.
As you're coming from the schoolhouse mm-hmm. into Lime Rock, mm-hmm. before you get to the bridge up on the hill, there's a white house.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
The Otties used to live there, and I think they bought it from the estate of the Lynches. They were educators, and she was a Columbia University something or other. Very well educated. And then in a house that is no more, but used to be there down by the bridge, an etcher and his wife, Bernard Wall. Do you know about them? They then moved to a house next to the old Surrey. You
know that? Oh, yes, I know
it. The Brown House.
Yeah.
And he used to do some of his etching mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. But he was a very well-known person, Bernard mm-hmm. Wall. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there were so many interesting people up there. Then.
I had never realized that it was such an art colony, or had attracted artists.
Yes, it had.
Yeah.
And then the little building across from the lodge.
Yeah.
There's a little tiny building. Mm-hmm. That was the library, and Mrs. Richardson and Mrs. Atho used to go there on, I think it was Friday afternoons, or maybe it was Saturday afternoons, uh-huh. and they would open the library, and I can't imagine there were more than 200 books in the whole thing.
No.
But that was an attempt anyway.
It's better than nothing.
Better than nothing, that's right. And they would sit there, whatever this was, it must have been Saturday afternoon, uh-huh. because they wouldn't have had much business on Friday
from the kids,
and I remember I used to go down there. Uh-huh. And then that big office next to them, that big building, not mm-hmm. next to them, but the one after that, must have been an old mill office building of some kind. But there was a little gift shop there for a while, as there was in that office that Bob Sheldon has now, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. next to the.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, that was a little gift shop.
Wasn't there in a house that... I guess Mr. Coons owns now.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a special institute of
general semantics?
General semantics.
Yeah. I really never knew much about that because I had moved away by that time and came up only.
Mm. People speak of it, but I've never had a real explanation as to what they did.
I don't really know either, but that was owned those houses down there. Was another one that burned, similar to that one right down there, and they were owned by the Barnum Richardson group, you know, yeah. that had yeah. the mill. Then the great big red house near yes. the, somewhere near the church, that was owned yes. by the McNeil Insurance Company.
Oh, really? Mm. Uh-huh. Before they moved up to Lakeville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the girls, I guess, had lived in that one mm-hmm. with their father for mm-hmm. many years.
I see.
And after he died, they bought this one on the uh-huh. on the lake.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. They were all friends of my mother's. We knew them very
yeah.
well.
Well, I imagine when you finished school and went to work and then were married, you were no longer in Lime Rock.
That's right, only on weekends.
How long did your mother stay here?
Till she died at 55.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And after she died, then we came up weekends.
You still had the house?
Fall, and then we spent the summer up here with the children. And then we sold that in 79.
I see.
And built this house.
I see. Yeah.
Now I remember the road, Wells Hill Road, mm-hmm. Norton Hill, was unpaved most of my childhood. Mm. And very few people used it because it was such a rocky road. And I remember I used to play out there with Chili Alberti's sister, uh-huh. Rena, while she used to have three or four cows, and she watched, mind the cows, as they used to say. And they'd go wandering up the road, and we'd play hopscotch in the road there.
Uh-huh.
Nobody ever came up and down.
Well, it was so steep.
Yeah, and
it
so
still
rocky.
Is.
Yeah, and so rocky that,
yes.
you know. The,
uh-huh. Uh-huh. It was a safe place to play.
It was, yes.
yes.
Well,
yes.
the Dugway Road, too.
That's right.
You know, that road was terrible. In fact, I remember Elizabeth Goodwin saying that in the winter they couldn't get out, in the mud time, they couldn't get out to go to school.
Yeah.
And they used to have to come all the way to the little school in Lime Rock to get the bus for school.
In other words, when they were going to the Lakeville school, they had to pick up the bus at just at the other
Lime Rock school.
They didn't pick you up at special
they
places
didn't pick
as
you
they
up
do now.
Any you got there on your own,
I
or
see.
Your parents had to get you there yeah. somehow. A lot yeah. of the kids used to walk, but Mr. Goodwin mm-hmm. used to bring the Jim Doty and Dorothy Doty and the two Goodwins
uh-huh.
who lived along.
Yeah. Up on Dugway Road, from what I can see of the old buildings, there's a lot of new houses
yes,
there.
Yeah.
But it probably was quite a farming area, wasn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yes. And Mr. Goodwin lost everything he had about 19... I don't know the year exactly, but I would say it was 30 or 31. His cows all were tested and found to have tubercular, whatever it is, you know,
oh.
that kind of thing. And it really wiped them out. And then he had a car accident, and they really just went downhill from there. But they had an enormous farm. I used to go there and play with Elizabeth, and I'd go there at haying time, and we'd jump in the hay in the barn, and it was really a treat for me because I didn't know anything about
yeah.
farms, you know. And Mrs. Goodwin used to have sometimes 8 and 10 hired men in the house for this period mm-hmm. of haying or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they lived in the house,
mm-hmm.
and she had to feed them all.
Mm-hmm.
She used to tell my mother that they got up in the morning, 4:30, she'd give them a quick breakfast, and then they'd come in after the milking, and she'd give them this enormous breakfast of steak and mm-hmm. and eggs and potatoes and, you know, everything under the sun. And then they go out and do the rest of the work. They come home at noon, come back at noon, she'd cook them another meal. And the same thing at dinner time.
A farmer's wife had a lot
oh,
of work to
oof,
do. Yes,
terrible.
Yes.
But they had a big, big farm with chickens and,
uh-huh.
you know, all kinds
yes.
of things. And then Mr. Goodwin's sister, Julia Goodwin, who was an artist. She had lovely little paintings, and I don't know, but I suppose some of them are around now.
Uh-huh.
She lived up on a little house above theirs, but she was very, very quiet. They were all mainstays of the church. And then the Ensign house, where Hezekiah finally moved, Ellen and Harriet Ensign, down just below the church, mm-hmm. which is being renovated now. It looks going to look beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they were an interesting couple. Too.
You, there was another big farm which has changed hands. The Belters at the junction at 7. Is that still? That was Lime Rock too.
Yes,
wasn't it?
That was Lime Rock, and that was where the Belters lived there. They didn't live there when I was growing up. Oddly enough, somebody we knew in Scarsdale lived there in the 20s.
Really?
Yes. But I can't. Lorch, that was who owned that farm, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I think so.
Yeah.
The Lorches, they also went to school up in Lakeville, had
uh-huh.
to get to. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was the Lorch farm.
Yeah.
And then the Belters, I think, bought it from the Lorches.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then, now, of course, it's a Kuhn.
Yes. Kuhn. Yes, quite a project.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
that's all very interesting.
Lorches for
ages. Yeah. Is there anything else you think of? You've answered all the questions that I
oh, really?
I put down
oh,
here for you.
Let me see. But trying to think of something intelligent. I can remember one night my mother and I were visiting the Walls, as a matter of fact, who lived down near where the bridge is now, and we started to come home. It was moonlight. It was a lovely night. My mother wasn't the least bit worried, nobody was, of wandering around at night. That mm-hmm. doesn't bother us at all. And we got down on the main road, got out on the main road and started along the river there.
Mm-hmm.
And right in front of us, on the side, was the biggest bull that you ever saw in your life. And my mother and I hopped back of the, you know, those that fence that goes mm-hmm. along. There used to be a fence. I don't know if there still is. And there was a telephone pole there, and we stood behind there, and that bull kept looking at us. I can remember that. My mother, who was daunted by anything, stayed perfectly still. Believe me, I stayed stiller. And finally, he kind of shook his head and wandered away. But it was such a country then that you...
Yes.
You know, these animals would get out every once in a while and wander off.
Sure.
Every yeah. once in a while you'd wake up in the morning and the cows were all over in your yard, you know.
Oh, really?
Cows. Yeah, and yeah. then you had to call up to find out. Usually the Belters' cows.
You mean they would come that far down?
No, they put them for the summer in that field, what used to be a field, across from the end of Wells Hill.
Oh, really?
You know, they're... And we used to go up there and pick wildflowers and everything. It was a lovely
uh-huh.
place. There's a stream that goes
yes,
down there.
Yes.
And there was a big hole in that stream where we used to all go swimming.
Oh.
The kids did. It was
uh-huh.
perfectly safe. I think it was about 4.5 feet deep
yes,
at the
yes.
deepest, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to all, every afternoon, we all went swimming
uh-huh.
down there.
Uh-huh. I'll look at that spot with new understanding now, new knowledge, because
yeah, well,
we go down that way a lot.
Oh, you do? Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you just keep right on, you know, don't mind the fence or anything, go straight on, there's where the swimming hole was.
Isn't that interesting?
And all the kids, the McDonald's and Rena Birdie and the Tompkins kids and the Patterson kids, I think they used to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's very interesting. I think we're just about at the end of the tape.
Well, I hope I'm thinking to what has already been told, because I imagine
I know you
that
have. You have. and I appreciate it very much. I thank you very much. No.